In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Anyone who knows me knows that I love the parables of Jesus. I love them because they're little works of art that provoke a response, like a painting, like a poem, like a piece of music. To Jesus' hearers, they were often familiar, everyday images. But there was still something surprising, even shocking, in them. But it's very hard for us to get this. They've become so familiar and almost cozy to us. But when first told, they made an impact on their hearers. Something like this. The kingdom of heaven is like one grape mouldering in the supermarket bag. Left in the light, the mould grows, and next day every grape in the bag is mouldy. Or try this one. The kingdom of heaven is like a bee. It stings and may even be a danger to some people. But the land of milk and honey wouldn't have any honey without it. To hear the voice of Jesus in his parables, we have to hear them like that, as disturbing and challenging, even humorous and embarrassing, not reassuring and familiar, as stories that are mischievous, shocking in the way they make us think, provoke us to action and demand that we do something. In the Gospel today, we heard three parables of Jesus. A man finds a treasure in a field, covers it up, sells all he has, and buys the field. Another is buying pearls, but he finds one of such value that he sells all the others and everything else he owns, including his house, to buy it. And a fisherman catches many different kinds of fish of all shapes and sizes in one net. But back in harbour, he carefully sorts them, keeps some, and throws others away. Well, take the first two, finding the treasure and buying the whole field in order to get it, and selling everything to buy just one great pearl. These stories should really get to us, because they're shocking. They're things we'd never think of doing. How stupid to sell everything for one precious thing. How stupid to buy an entire field just for one little bit of buried treasure. As St. Augustine wrote in his Confessions, I had discovered the good pearl. To buy it, I had to sell all that I had, and I hesitated. I hesitated. We're always hesitating with the gifts that come to us through faith in God and in Jesus. We have a treasure map. We have a shovel, and we're living on the field, and still we hesitate. What do we think might happen if we actually dug? And what do we think we'd miss from all the junk we're reluctant to sell for that one pearl of great price? That, says Jesus, is what the kingdom of God is like. Because what really matters in life is found usually by accident, costs all that we are, and has to be chosen instead of everything else. That's what the kingdom is like, he says. And yet, the climate crisis confronting us all, and the COVID crisis still facing us, have shown just how little we would recognize what is precious, or give whatever is needed for it, or be prepared to choose it rather than our own convenience or freedom. These parables aren't just about the treasure or the pearl or the fish in the net, but about what the person does when they find them. They bought the field, the parable says. They went and sold all they had and bought the pearl. They chose the good and threw away the bad. Those who do something with the treasure of faith they found, we call the saints. Like the woman we celebrate today. Shakespeare made familiar the names of Macbeth and Malcolm, but it's not always remembered that King Malcolm was married to an English princess, Margaret, in the year 1070, by Fothad, Bishop of St. Andrews. Margaret, according to the stories we have of her life, written by people who knew her, never hesitated to do something about the faith she had found and brought with her. She brought change to Scotland. She used her position to remake the church, and apart from founding abbeys like Dunfermline down the road here, she renewed the practice of Lent, the practice of worship and liturgy, and she encouraged lay people to come again to communion when they'd stayed away, saying they felt unworthy. She found God in the poorest whom she helped and in the richest whom she influenced. She found God in the husband she loved and the country she served. We miss the treasure in our own lives, in that field, simply because we never imagine we could find God's kingdom there. We go looking for pearls of some lesser value, never dreaming something of such great value could exist right in front of us. The priest's task is to help us not to hesitate when we find the treasure or the pearl, and to discern when we are choosing the good and throwing away the bad, absolving, healing, nourishing, blessing are the priest's tasks. And all of them confront us with treasure, pearl, and choice, and ask us to do something. Michael, this is the task you're taking up today. The task you share with all the people of St. Margaret's. It's a joyful task, calling for gifts of recognition and costliness and discernment. And those who know you, Michael, know very well that these are some of the gifts you carry with you everywhere. And you bring them with you to this task. I ask you, as St. Paul asked Timothy, to stir up those gifts that are within you through the laying on of hands and through your own gifts of character and life. You come to Rosyth like St. Margaret came to Scotland, with deep faith and great love. Some of the credit for that love must go to Mario. A priest can work and pray to make others know they are loved only because he or she knows what it is to be loved. So we pray too tonight for Mario and his ministry to you as your husband. St. Margaret, in her marriage to her husband, King Malcolm, no doubt found the same, and it also became a rock on which she rested, her ministry and her life. People of St. Margaret's, with Michael to lead and help you, at this new beginning for you, it is your task to recognize the treasure and buy the field, to find the pearl and give everything for it, to choose the good and throw away the bad, to become more and more like the saint whose name you bear, to become a living sacrament of that love, a living parable of the kingdom of God. Those who know me and my love of the poetry of R.S. Thomas know you would not get away tonight without one of his poems, given the gospel reading we've just heard. I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while, and gone my way and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had the treasure in it. I realize now that I must give all that I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is the turning aside, like Moses, to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seemed as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you.